Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Hello. I'm good.
Doing
How are you?
good? I'm good. I'm glad it's almost Friday. We're almost
Yes.
there, right? And it's such a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know that you were talking here with Tara. Actually, she had spoke with Hunter earlier, and he said to give you a call because I think he was still working. But
Yes.
so I know that Tara does also a great job, you know, explaining the basics of the program. So in fact, I'm just grabbing some notes that she sent over to me when she had her conversation with Hunter. So what I wanted to ask you first, before we start jumping into pricing and all of that, do you have any questions about, you know, the placement that we do or how this would work?
I don't think so. Well, yeah, I guess so. Is this like a my name is gonna just be there, or is this like a lead generator, or just because my name will be there, should help generate leads?
Great question. Basically, primarily what we do is Google first page placement within the local map section, right? That's where, like, if someone's looking for an electrician or once you guys start, you know, getting the HVAC services going, anytime that they are looking for those services that pertain to the services that you provide, they're going to see in the search results a list of businesses, right, that offers those services. They're going to see a profile with your company information on there. They click and call you guys directly. Okay, so it's making sure that you guys are coming up in the search results when your services are being searched on Google. We do offer a number of Google products. So ranging from, you know, the Google Local SEO within the local map, Google Ads, local service ads, which are formerly known as Google Guaranteed, which is Google's pay-per-lead program, Facebook advertising, websites. It really depends on the needs of the business. Okay? We look at which package would be the most suitable for you based off of what you guys are currently doing now, because of course we don't want to offer you something that you might already have. If I could ask you, I saw the website. I know right now the focus is electrical, but I just see all the other services listed there. Aside from that, and an Angie's listing that popped up for me when I searched the company by name, what other marketing are you guys doing to try to generate more new business? I know the company is just, I think he mentioned, a month old, right?
Yeah, not even. We have a Facebook and Instagram, which
Perfect.
we have done some. I'm running a Facebook ad right now.
Oh, okay.
But I haven't just done a ton because it's just me.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Okay. All right. That's good. I'm glad that you guys have social media. Do you have the pages linked? The Facebook and the Instagram are linked together?
Yes.
Okay, good. If you don't, I would suggest you do, only because, Brittany, it's going to save you a step, right? And I say this because when you post on your Instagram, it automatically will post on that Facebook page and vice versa. Okay? So I always encourage when people have both pages to make sure that they're linked together. Okay? Now, I wanted to kind of understand a little bit more, right? Let me see here. I wanted to learn a little bit more as to, I know it's EV charging stations and all that. Is he licensed and insured already for
Yes.
the Prime Electric? Okay.
Yes.
So maybe you can help me understand this a little bit more. Are they going to be separate entities? Like Prime Electric, Prime HVAC, are they going to be separate entities, or is it all under the
Well,
Prime Home Services with these sub services?
yes, the plan is to have it all under Prime Home Services. And
Okay.
I've got a DBA submitted for Prime Electric.
Okay, got it. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because I thought, are these all separate entities? But no, that makes sense. So, in other words, listing him as Prime Home Services, but specifically right now just focusing on the electrical work, correct?
Correct.
Once he's ready to take on the HVAC, then you're going to add in those services too. Okay.
Right.
That now makes more sense to me. Okay. All right. So let's take a look here. Let me see. All right. Now, you guys are in Scottsboro. He mentioned Stevenson to Athens is how you guys travel. That Angie?
Well, I had...
What do you have?
Go ahead.
Oh, no. You're okay.
I had put all of Jackson County, all of Marshall County, Madison County. Athens is not in Madison County. I'm not exactly, Limestone County maybe. I did include Athens when I was doing the Google thing, but
okay.
I didn't include the whole county.
Now, have
Hold
you started
I'm
verifying
sorry,
the business?
I'm at home with
it's
a
okay.
3-year-old if you hear him. In the
I don't mind. I love kids. Okay. Now, have you created the Google business profile? Because I wasn't finding anything.
Yes, I have. And our page hasn't popped. I actually talked to somebody yesterday, and they said everything
okay.
has been verified. It just takes a while sometimes and to try to get more
leads. I see the Facebook. Okay. Got it. So you are doing it yourself, the verification. Is that correct? Or are you working
yeah,
with someone?
Yeah, we've already been verified. No, I did it myself. I just called somebody to see why our page wasn't popping up when I Googled it. So no, I don't have anybody really helping me.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that you weren't working specifically with a company because when you said you called somebody to find out why it wasn't popping up.
No, I called somebody from Google.
Okay.
Yesterday to find out why I couldn't see our business page.
Yeah, it usually,
but it's
once
under
it's been verified. Okay. Once it's been verified, okay, that's probably why you have it under Prime Electric. Let me see.
Yes.
Because I'm looking for it under Prime Home Services.
Yeah. If you can't find it,
let me see.
I think there was a customer ID I might could find for you.
Yeah.
That'll help.
It's okay. Usually what'll happen, it takes about 24 to 48 hours, and then it will go live. So I might not be able to see it, but you're able to log in and see it, right?
Yes, I can log in.
Okay. Okay,
but
you're perfect.
If I search it from my phone, I can't see it.
Right, because it's not quite live yet is why.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So, okay, I'm glad that you got that done. Okay, let me see. All right, so there's one option for you that you guys can go with, and this is our Platinum package. Basically, what this package does is it gets you listed on the first page of Google in the local map section, which is where 90% of searches will start and stop.
Mm-hmm.
We list you on Bing, which is what I call the sister company to Google. Directory submission is Yelp, Apple
mm-hmm.
Maps, and Facebook. Now,
okay.
What we also do is Facebook advertising.
Okay.
That means anytime when someone's performing a search on Google for your service and they happen to go to Facebook and now they're looking at pictures or stories, they're going to get retargeted with that ad. That ad is going to help you reach more new potential clients. And we make it unique
mm-hmm.
to retarget that audience by interest, income level, or location. Now, you will not incur click fees because I'm going to provide you a flat rate with this package.
So
okay?
This would be an ad that y'all make or one that I'll make and y'all will
We'll create the ad, and then you give us content how you would want it created.
Yeah,
but we'll create it for you. Yeah, we'll do it for you, hon. No worries. You're good. Now, also, we make sure that the website is attached. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So this way people see the quality work that you do. They get to learn more about the company, right? And then we cover what we call the mobile platform. Now what that means is anyone using iPhone, Android, their tablet, voice searches. Okay. We make sure that they are finding you guys listed on that first page. This package, you would be looking at a flat monthly rate of $299 a month, and it does come with just a one-time $99 setup fee. So the initial investment is $398 to get it started today, and then $299 monthly. There is no click fees, okay, because you're paying that flat rate.
Okay.
Now, you would add us on as managers. Okay, to the Google business profile and obviously the Facebook page, so that way we can do the optimization and run those Facebook ads. But pretty much you guys hold ownership of it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, there's also another program that I think would be really beneficial for you guys, but I wanted to ask, because I know you guys just recently started with the Angies, right?
Right.
Have you started getting leads yet?
Yes.
How do you like the process of the leads so far?
I can't really speak to that because
Hunter's
handled most of that, and we've
only
got
so
two. He just turned it on. He just turned it on Monday, and so
I figured it'd probably be too soon to tell.
Yeah.
Okay. The reason that I'm asking is because now the license that Hunter carries, is it the Alabama State Electrical Contractors license?
Yes.
Okay. And he has at least $100,000 in general liability insurance, right?
Yes.
Minimum? Okay. And I know that he could pass a background check, last 7 years, no felonies, or else he wouldn't have the license if he didn't.
Right.
Okay. So there is another part to this program that we could also add in. And it's called Local Service Ads, formerly known as Google Guaranteed. You'll actually see it at the very tippy top of the page, and it has a check mark. Are you familiar with that program?
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Okay. So what that is Google's pay-per-lead program, where the lead comes to you in the form of a phone call. You do not share it with anyone. It is only sent to you. Okay. Now, those are the requirements that I mentioned, okay, and you got to have the Google business profile with up to 5 reviews, which is no problem of us helping you get those reviews, okay? Now, that program has a one-time $250 application fee. You fill out the application, upload the documents, submit it, and we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, the approval can take 4 to 8 weeks. I've seen some people get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends how quickly you submit the application, respond to the background check. But once you guys are approved, we notify you. And then within 3 days, we do want to activate the leads, unless if you guys say otherwise, right?
Okay.
So the activation budget on that monthly, okay, to turn on the leads is $455. But that gives you guys up to 13 leads in the month. Okay, so your leads are $35. So when that lead comes in, it deducts it from that budget. But here's the kicker on it. Let's say someone called you guys to, I don't know, install some tile. That is completely outside of your services, unqualified, credited back. If they're calling to solicitate you or to see if you're hiring, credited back, unqualified. What's considered a qualified lead is if you guys talked about price over the phone or set an appointment to give an estimate. And Google does have an AI system that is set up that will identify the qualified and unqualified. But, Brittany, we also have our team managing it. So now if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google immediately to get that credit back. Now, if you guys only got one lead in that month, then what's left over from that budget, it rolls over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, you would only be paying for the leads $35 to get the budget back up to the $455. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Now, if he was going on vacation or just bombarded with a lot of work, he just turns off the leads, puts them on pause, or calls us to put them on pause. Now, the leads, they won't turn back on until the pause is removed by him calling us back to remove the pause or him doing it through the app himself. So he has more control over those leads. But again, they're still going to be direct calls, which is another good program that he would qualify for.
So if a customer, you're giving the customer the information and the customer is calling him?
Nope.
Not giving us the information and we're calling them.
Correct. Okay. So you know how Angie's, they send you the info, right? And Hunter's got to call it, right? So with the way that this works is the same way that a Google search is performed. It's actually coming up in those search results. Someone's looking for an electrician. The first ones they see at the tippy top is a Google guaranteed pay-per-lead program. Those ads, then they see Google ads and the local listing, which is the local map, right? Those are the three spotlight positions on Google, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this particular program, it's like if someone's looking up an electrician and they saw, oh, I see these Google guaranteed, profiles. Oh, let me call this one. Well, when they click on it, they're calling you guys directly.
Right.
So that's how
I guess that was one of the concerns with Angie's was that he had called them.
Uh-huh.
And they didn't answer. And I guess he was concerned like, hey, would that count against me? But you're saying that if we don't actually talk to them, that it's not going to count.
No, the only time, like, I'll be super transparent with you on this, right? That first package we talked about, the one that's $398 to start and then $299 monthly after that, that one doesn't matter how many calls or jobs you get. It's that same flat rate every month. This other program, the Google Guaranteed, basically, it's paying per lead, but with this, the leads are actually direct phone calls. So if they happen to call you about a service that you're not offering, aside from an electrician, right, that's unqualified, and Google will credit the lead back, right?
Okay.
So when it's considered a qualified lead is if you guys discuss price, right, give an estimate, or set an appointment to give an estimate. Now, I know for a fact if he were to miss a call, he's going to return that call, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage it. Even if you miss a call, still call them because that's an opportunity that you could be missing out on, right?
Correct.
But for the most part, see, with Angie's, it's not to badmouth them, but with them, the way that they operate is they send you the lead, like, hey, here's someone who's looking for an electrician. But the problem is that you're not the only one that they're actually sending that information to. They sent it to like two or three other companies. So if Hunter's not calling that lead right away, someone else is going to beat him to the call.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they answer the phone or not, he's going to be charged.
Okay.
Because that's the way that their program is set up. In fact, I'll let you in on a little secret. Pretty unique what they do. But they run and they spend millions of dollars running ads on Google that'll say 25 best electricians near me, and they run them in an area where there's a heavy search. Well, Brittany, that's where they're capturing the leads from. They're grabbing them off of Google, and they're turning around and reselling them to you and the competitors. So what we're offering you guys is this. Rather than paying the middleman, okay, why not have your own marketing on Google, right? Your own business listed there and just generate those live calls to you. I think that would make more sense, you know? And I'm not saying to cancel Angie's because they know they put you guys on a contract, but at least over time, eventually, with having the presence that you have with one of our products, you know, programs, should I say, eventually you guys will
once we build things up.
Yes. So you guys could start with that first package and know that you always have the option to also upgrade to the other program that I was talking about. If you're okay. interested in both, I could get you guys to where that setup fee is waived. So it would save you guys $99 there. It would actually call it like our ideal package where you would pay the $299 in the application fee. You don't pay for any leads yet because you're going through that approval process for that program. But okay. in the meantime, we're doing everything else. And that part of it is $299 monthly. So
okay.
I don't know what you would want to start with, but.
Yeah, it's just something I could let you know tomorrow, like talk to him about it and then let you know tomorrow.
You can. I can't hold the spot. What time tomorrow would be best to follow up with you? Because I kind of figured this, even though I know he wanted us to speak with you and he says you guys got full authority, you know what I mean? I still feel that that they still need to reach, you know what I mean? You need to talk to him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Well, what time tonight do you...
Well, I'm actually here. I'm in California, so I'm yeah. off of work in like 40 minutes.
Hours.
Yeah, yeah, I'm actually, I got like maybe 40 minutes left. Let me ask you this. What time would work best for you tomorrow to follow back up?
I mean, I'm usually good by like 8 or 9.
Okay. Why don't we do this? I'm going to ask my manager. Give me 1 second here. I'm going to ask my manager to give me, let me see. I'm going to actually ask my manager if she could put a soft hold on it to at least give you some time. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if y'all are about to be off anyway, 8 or 9 in the morning,
yeah.
pretty early for y'all. So.
Well, I don't mind. I mean, I start at 7, which is actually 9 o'clock your time, because you're 2 hours ahead of me.
Right.
My best friend, she was born in, I always say it wrong, Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
But I, yeah, see, and I knew I was going to say it wrong. Let me tell you,
I actually have a cousin in Sacramento.
She makes the
so.
Best Southern food. Oh, my gosh, the best. I always tell her, I need some biscuits or, like, I need something fried. What are you cooking? There you
yeah,
go.
I have a cousin
oh
that
God.
Lives in Sacramento, so.
Oh, really?
We got family out there.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Let me ask you this. What's the best email? I'm waiting for her to respond to me right now, because I'm going to send you the package on the platinum one and the other one that's
okay,
what I
good.
Would call the ideal, which is both of them combined together. And it's going to give
okay.
you the whole breakdown. So give me the
okay.
best email so I can send it to you.
Okay. It's Brittany, Brittney,
uh-huh.
N as in Nicole.
Okay.
Brown.
Okay.
89.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
Okay. So there's going to be 2 emails that you're going to get from me. One is going to say platinum package, and that one's just going to be the one that's the $299 a month, the $99 setup fee one time, so it'd be $398,
mm-hmm.
$299 monthly after, and what's included. The other one is what I'm going to call the ideal package, okay? And what that one's going to include is the platinum, but also Google's pay-per-lead program, okay?
Okay.
So this way, you can discuss both with him, see which one
mm-hmm.
he's most comfortable with, you know, to get started, right? And even if
mm-hmm.
we started with the other one, he at least has the opportunity to upgrade to that other one, the pay-per-lead program, at any time, okay?
Okay.
So there's going to be 2 emails. My manager just responded to me, and she said she's going to put a soft hold on it until 10 o'clock tomorrow, your time.
Okay.
So what time did you want me to call you, Brittany, to see if he gave you the blessing or the thumbs down?
If you get in at 9 and you want to call me at 9, that's fine.
Okay. Why don't I call you, say, about 9:15? Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. I will do that then. Thank you so much. I appreciate
Thank
it, and
you.
I'm excited for you guys. So I will call you tomorrow, okay? So give
That's
it about
great.
5 minutes,
Thank
and I'll have them in your inbox, okay?
Awesome. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Brittany. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.